Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Last night, our pal Danny V went to the Paramount to see Six, and it was sold out on opening night. Steve, you and I had never heard of this thing.
No, not until Danny mentioned it. I was like, I don't know what the hell you... I thought he was going to see the side character from Blossom.
So if you also don't know what Six is, this is the King 5 News report on the popular musical.
Listen up, let me tell you a story.
People have an idea of what the wives of Henry VIII are like. People have an idea of who Anne Boleyn was. Maybe they've heard of Jane Seymour, but they're coming to our show.
I'm not coming to that. So is this just Hamilton, just a different topic of history?
No!
Okay. And they're seeing everything in a completely new way. They're seeing it with really, really exciting music. And you're going to laugh. You're going to cry. You're going to feel everything. And you're just going to leave feeling so empowered and excited about what just happened on stage.
All right, Danny, did you laugh? Did you cry? Did you feel empowered?
All of the above.
Oh, really?
All of the above. And actually not me feeling empowered. I felt empowered for all the women in the audience.
Yeah, what's up, ladies?
Yeah. Oh, my God, guys. It was so good.
I decided to pull up a little YouTube clip and kind of watch the trailer. It did look really cool.
I have to admit, I watched a little bit of it. I was like, so it's historical content.
Yes.
But clearly done in a very contemporary way.
Contemporary way. It's
almost futuristic, too, when you watch the videos. Like, it's kind of trippy.
It's a full-on pop concert that you're going to when you see this. They have a live band on stage. They play all the music, and then the girls just sing. And they tell their stories of the different wives. And it's built in a way where it's like almost like a competition and between the girls and the queens. And they... you know, tell the story of the history.
So they're all the ex-wives of Henry VIII?
Yes.
Nice.
And it's, yeah.
And nice.
Oh, my God. It was, the music's amazing. The show's amazing. Their voices. I was just like, and I didn't even know about this, too, to be fair. I had no idea about Six the Musical. It's been around for a while, apparently.
Apparently, it was here a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's been, but I didn't know about it. But my daughter... the musical connoisseur these days.
The trendsetter.
Yeah, she has been teaching
me all about... the
taste maker. I've always liked musicals, right? Like, ever since I was a kid. But, like, you know, I kind of not necessarily have been paying attention to all the newer ones that have come out. And since Lily's gotten into musicals from a couple of years ago, she's just been like, Dad, have you heard of Hamilton? Have you heard of Six? And she makes me listen to the songs in the car. So I knew the whole story just by listening to him. And I was like, man, this is kind of good. And then now I just want to go see him again.
Well, I checked with Lily to see what she thought of it, and she said this.
Well, it's dumb.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She was so angry at me that she was not here in Seattle last night to go see it.
That would be great timing because I know she's coming soon.
Yes.
I mean, talk about awesome time because what is it? How long is it here for? Like a week?
One week. One week only at Paramount.
And it was sold out last night on a weeknight.
Yes, for opening night. And I have never seen that many people at Paramount. Like the line went around Paramount and people were so excited for it.
Is there anything that you've gotten into? Because that's cool. Like, I think that's awesome that, like, you found something that you can, like, enjoy that your kid enjoys. Yeah. I mean, I think about when I was a kid, I was trying so hard to get my dad to like the music I liked. One time he was like, okay, you could get to play what you want to play in the car. and I pulled out Metallica's Ride the Lightning. Mind you, my dad's like into like Neil Sedaka and like Frank Sinatra. Sure. And he would listen to Easy Listening in the car, CD 101.9. And I put in Metallica's Ride the Lightning. And he's like, these guys are talented, but take this crap off. But I wanted nothing more than to have like that bonding thing with my dad.
Well, and it's usually the opposite way. Like, you usually want your kids to be into something that you're into. Like, I wanted Lily to be in The Offspring, Simple Plan, Good Charlotte. And she never...
That's not going
to
happen.
Never was. But now it's funny to me that it was like ironic that it's like, no, she got me into something that I haven't really been into recently.
To the point where you went without her.
Yes.
Yeah. What about you, Taryn?
I mean, I wouldn't say that he necessarily got me into construction vehicles. Now I'm like a construction vehicle connoisseur, but I
heard you flash all the construction workers now on your way into work.
I know more about construction vehicles now than I ever have, and I kind of get excited. And like Barrett used to always correct me. I'd say, oh, cool, look at that backhoe. And he's like, Mom, that's an excavator, you idiot. And now it's...
No, I'm talking about John's wife who's right next to it.
But now it's like, I hear someone say, oh, look, that's a skid steer. And I'm like, well, actually, that's a compact track loader because you see it has crawler tracks instead of wheels, so it's actually not a skid steer. So now I'm the dork.
It's cute when a 5-year-old corrects you. It's not cute when a 40-year-old corrects you.
What is it for you with Miss Tatum?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a hash. I now know who they are. I used to like it, but not like I wasn't... Like, it wasn't my favorite of all the cartoons. But, man, I'm enjoying watching it with her because it's not Paw Patrol.
you graduated from that.
It's a little more fun for me as an adult, and I've been enjoying watching it and just seeing how excited she is about the show.
Well, let's take this to the Rockaholics. What did you learn to love from your kid? Or what did you get your parents into when you were young? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.